Kate Nation, and she is from Turtle Dove. This is a social enterprise company that has just started. Welcome, Kate.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for having me here
today. It's a pleasure, an absolute pleasure to have you. I have been looking forward to this. So you're going to tell us all about Turtle Dove. Do you want to start with what it's all about and
Absolutely.
How you started it, really?
Yep. So we offer work experience for young women across the city, age range between 15 up to about 23. The work experience comprises of working at events across the city, so they're really, really varied, from charity fundraisers to private weddings. And at the event, the girls get to obviously serve the food, the catering, mix with the guests and any other tasks that the customers ask us to do, within reason. And then we also have a strand of work experience where the girls get to interact with older people, and that can be art workshops. Again, they can put on events, so small tea dances, usually afternoon tea. Tea and cake is generally the theme. And in light of that, they also get some dementia training, which is great because they're expanding their horizons.
Absolutely. I was going to wait for this question later. I am really quite keen to ask this. It's the women issue. Why women as opposed to young people? And I didn't say young people on there because I wanted to just to hold fire on that. And you reveal why it's just young women.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it came out of a role that I did at Romsey Mill. So I was a young women's worker there for 4 years, which is a charity in Cambridge that worked with children and families across the city that need extra support. And it was out of my research with the women there that actually they said, Kate, we really, really, really need to improve in confidence regardless. I mean, the issues can be from housing to education to domestic violence. And actually they said this, all of this aside, if we can work on our confidence, we can tackle these issues. And then in light of the programmes that I put on, the one-to-one support that I put on, the music and the dance, it was actually when they were given positions of leadership within a team that their confidence grew, and I could see they almost physically got taller in themselves. And also, one of the biggest issues working with young women and women generally is often relationships and the volatility of the relationship. So we wanted to create an environment where we can have a positive, encouraging environment for women to learn to relate together, work together, and do a fantastic job together.
I absolutely agree with you. I think it was a question, as soon as I read it, I thought, oh, young women, why just women? Now you've absolutely explained why. It's a very good cause to do that, isn't it?
Can I just add something to that?
You
well?
May.
I could talk all day
you,
on
you
this.
You just go ahead.
The research, we've had some research done for us, and we've looked at other research, and that actually the amount of NEET, which is not in education, employment or training, young women compared to young men that are inactive between again, late teens to early 20s is double the amount. Double the amount. It's something like 300,000 in 2015, whereas it was half of that for young men. And so it's the inactivity that we want to look at with young women as to why is it that young women are more inactive at seeking work, at getting employment, at going out there and putting themselves forward than compared to young men.
And at a certain age as well. You're saying from 15...
going into adulthood.
Yeah, to 23.
The key age of... Yeah.
But it is a key age for women because women drop sports at age 11 as well. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is due to confidence.
Yeah, massively.
And prioritising something that I don't believe should be prioritised, which is... Well, I mean, you can say lots of things about it, but I think it's a really, really interesting subject, Kate. So tell us a bit about yourself. You mentioned that you were experiencing this as well, and this is how you started it up. Is this how you started Turtle Dove?
Yeah, so it was out of my work at Romsey Mill, but I also have worked in charities and NGOs globally, and it was out of seeing the need on a bigger scale that actually seeing women in other much underdeveloped parts of the world, so in Brazil and in Uganda and places like that, that actually I thought this is a much bigger issue. And yes, this is Cambridge, there's still need, but actually if we can come together to tackle this issue that women are facing on a small scale here, and that's what something we eventually want to add on, is actually getting the young women, as well as volunteering, getting work experience with people that are in need, with older people who have dementia in the community, looking further afield at the bigger issue. So again, it's bringing them together on the issue of women's issues. So that, I think it's been a long journey for me of lots of different experience with children and young people, that actually that's become my focus through my experience and what I've seen.
Because the one of the things I've just thought about listening to you is raising a taboo subject. So literally getting out, and you know, young women would or girls would not normally want to talk about it. They think it's not important, but actually raising all sorts of subjects that they would probably find very, very uncomfortable talking about to teachers or but obviously the other key thing is dementia.
Yeah.
And how successful has that been so far in getting girls to train and to understand dementia?
I think it has been fantastic. It's not something that we started off looking to do. It's actually something that's developed through various different routes and other organisations involved in the girls themselves. But I think one of the biggest, most successful thing is that actually it started a conversation about anxiety and seeing people with quite advanced dementia become anxious within minutes over something that they've obviously forgotten about 5 minutes ago. And I think it's a fantastic tool for the young women to set themselves, not that I would ever belittle what they've gone through, but to set themselves aside and say, I need to put my anxiety aside because this anxiety this older person is feeling, it's really important that I'm present for them here. So I think as far as connecting people, bringing greater empathy between people, it's been great. And I just want to thank the A, the Alzheimer's Society, and B, Healthwatch UK, because they have absolutely run with our cause. They've given us dementia training, so Dementia Friends Session, which you can have in any organisation, which is free, it's fabulous. And the Alzheimer's Society have started a new Dementia Action Alliance in Cambridge City that we're a part of. And so they're actually coming alongside the girls to train them up as dementia champions. So one started in the Grafton Centre yesterday to be able to deliver the sessions with the Alzheimer's Society and Healthwatch UK. So that's really exciting.
And you say it was such passion, Kate. You have a lot to say and a lot to want to get out, and it's really, really important. I love it. I really do. And well done.
Thank you.
How many in Turtle Dove at the moment? How many have you got in your company?
Well, girls-wise, I just did a count-up for the City Council application, which was due on Monday. And we have, on our books, we have about 32. And with new referrals this year, it was 24. They do engage at different times, depending on their circumstances. And of course, the goal is we actually want them to go to college and we want them to engage in work and to fly, as it were, to leave us. So that, and what's great, I feel, is that because we work on a youth work model, so it's voluntary engagement, and the fact is we offer youth work support at the event, so it's different to your standard work experience where you're going into, a very different environment, is that the girls often feel they can come back. So they might have, say, zero contract hours, some work, and then obviously perhaps the shifts get down, it's not ideal. They come back and say, actually, I don't have anything on at the moment. Have you got events that I can do? Because I want to be doing something. These are girls that want to be engaging. They might have a lot of barriers as far as anxiety and depression, and not always maybe just not getting on well in education, but they want to be doing something. So it's great that they can come back and say, what have you got on? I'd like to give some more time.
Excellent. What about case studies? Have you got any particular, no names, but
no,
is there any particular person that sticks out that has really benefited from this this scheme?
One that has been written up, I'll use her because, and it was the first one that comes to mind, and because we've written up. She actually came from a Roma Gypsy background in another part of Europe. Family travelled over here to start a new life. Due to various bullying issues at school, didn't want to go to school, and this is from year five. I won't go into the details, but what would make a 10-year-old not want to go to school? So missed out on a lot of education, language wasn't there, and then I think they were year 10 when I met them, and missed out on a lot of education and problems with peers, and very, very quiet when I met them, very unsure as to what we were going to do, and then they engaged with quite a lot of events. The first one actually threw them in the deep end. My cousin runs, she's on the steering group, of the London Feminist Network, so we went to help put on their march. We didn't engage in the march because our insurance doesn't cover that, but we helped with the stalls and money taking, so again raising women's issues. And then she worked at a wedding over Christmas, and has gone on to college, gone on to CRC, and trained as a beauty therapist, and shared her story at Anglia Ruskin with the Enterprise Society, and, took the mic and blew us all away, like tears. And I was shocked as to what came out of her mouth, because I underestimated the impact of providing a supportive environment and simply a resource to say, you can do this, you can you can give to people and you can receive and be valued, as opposed to an education where it was constantly you're not good enough, or, you know, you've got such a long way to go. So, yeah, I hope she's doing well. I know she's finished college now, but who knows what the future holds. But, yeah, a very bright young woman that I'm glad we could be there for.
A credit to you guys for helping her do that, and I'm sure she really appreciates it. And we'll also talk about it as well and hopefully get more in. What's the future for Turtle Dove?
Oh, hopefully exciting. We need staff, because there we've had a lot of events. So we had, I think, 6 in the last month, which is fantastic. And I love that people want to book us for their parties and that there wants to be more of the older people. But I am one person, and we do have a small team of volunteers and part-time staff. So we really need to nail some funding to get some more staff. And essentially what I would love to do, which is my biggest passion, is to add on, that would be icing on the cake, is some international work experience opportunities for young women that some of them haven't gone to London. So to be able to say we're going to offer an annual or, you know, what, twice a year opportunity to go overseas to work with other young women would be amazing. So we shall see.
That sounds a really, really... very well thought plan, and it sounds like you've got it all sorted. I'm so impressed, Kate. I really am. Now, one last thing. Let's just make sure that we can all tap into where to find you.
Sure.
So this is Facebook, isn't it, at the moment?
Yes, and Twitter.
Yep,
so please do follow us on Twitter, which is, the handle is @TDCambridge. And Facebook is just Facebook.com/TurtleDoveCambridge. And do like us on Facebook and post any photos from any events. That would be fantastic.
Kate, thank you very much.
Thank
Kate
so
Nation
much
from Turtle Dove. Oh, it was a pleasure, absolute pleasure to have you. And it was very nice to listen to what you have done, and really, really best of luck. And
it's,
I think you'll
do... It's a sunny day in Cambridge.
Absolutely.